meeting is now being recorded.
All right. Let's go ahead and start. Welcome, everyone, to the latest and greatest CCC review competition and consumer choice sub-team call. In terms of agenda today, I think we're just reviewing action items from last week's call. We had a number of them with deadlines this week. I haven't seen an update from Megan, but I believe both Dan and myself have sent updates to the list in the last 24 hours, or probably more like 12 hours. So why don't we take a quick review of those action items. Is there any other agenda items that anyone would like to add for today's call? Okay. Seeing no further agenda items, why don't we jump right into the review of our action items. The first one on consolidating the registrant survey recommendation that hasn't been completed, that I believe is actually going to end up being an action item for the plenary, since these recommendations are not actually targeted at this sub-team. So I will send that update to the broader review team list sometime soon. Moving on to recommendations 2, 3, 4, and 6, Jordan to update the rationale. I sent out an update with this last night. I don't know, Jean-Baptiste, if you have that document available to present. Oh, did it not? Is your PDF not capturing the red line, or did the document I sent out not capture the red line? Let's see. No, I see the red line in my... I at least see the red line when I look at my desk. Hold, bear with us for just a moment, folks. We'll see if we can get the red line version of this up. Okay, great. So this version does show the red line. Number 6 is actually quite simple because I didn't change anything, but why don't we run through the rest? Just as a reminder, this we had already discussed any potential changes to the recommendations themselves. and this was just a review of the comments to see whether there was any changes that needed to be made to the rationale or other surrounding text. So largely in support of the, or largely to address the comments that it's not clear why we were recommending some of these things or what the benefits were, I've tried to elaborate somewhat in the rationale text of the recommendations for number 2, 3, 4, and 5. Can you turn on scrolling? Jean-Baptiste, if folks can scroll down to the later recommendations. Great. So we're, for the moment, let's concern ourselves with 2, 3, 4, and 5, where I've added additional text. Like, I messed up on recommendation number 3, and that red line text should actually be up one line at the end of the rationale, not in the two line for ICANN organization. Yes, and Wodo, if you don't see anything on the display, the Word doc is the same thing. That's a fine reference point to look at. So just quickly summarizing for recommendation number 2, I added some text saying that we weren't able to compare new GTLD to legacy prices because we didn't have the wholesale prices for legacy GTLDs. Does anyone have any questions or comments about that change? Okay. For recommendation number 3, which is about transactional pricing, I included some text to say that we were able to get, or not really us, but analysis group was able to obtain base prices for the new GTLDs, but because they didn't have transactional prices, a lot of domains were sold either promotional rates or as premium domains, and therefore we weren't able to do a very good analysis of the actual selling prices of domains in the marketplace. And so it would be important to have transactional data to do that. Any questions or comments about that change on recommendation number 3? Okay, recommendation number 4 is to collect retail pricing. And here I just said made 2 points. First, that the expected benefit here of lower prices would be to pass on lower retail prices to consumers, and looking at the prices that registrars charge would actually allow that analysis. And then further, I made the observation that for registrars that sell to the general public through their websites, this information would actually end up being publicly available and therefore wouldn't require new data collection obligations on the contracted parties as some of the other recommendations do, with the caveat that some registrars don't sell in that manner, and so we wouldn't capture their pricing. But that's I think to call out the fact that there's some difference in collected retail data versus wholesale data in terms of methodology and availability of data. So any questions or comments about that recommendation? Wodo, I see your hand is up. Go ahead.
Okay. You can hear me?
Yes.
Hello? You can hear?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to say something general, actually not particularly about that recommendation 3, but general about the recommendations. When you're talking about what we're mentioning, the rationale, I think just from an outside perspective, these are a small point, but I think it's just sort of fine-tuning our work. Eh? I believe from my perspective that we have overused this word frustrate. I was wondering whether we could maybe get in some of the cases, we can still use it in some cases, but in some of the cases we can substitute it with another verb which is a little bit softer, such as hindered, inhibit, impede. Because we have used this verb so many times in our report, I don't know what others think about it. I feel it's a bit of a harsh verb. Could we change it in some places with another one like hinders, inhibits, impedes, something like that?
Sure. So Jordan, I I don't have a problem with that necessarily. This language did has existed since the initial report that went out for public comment. I don't think any of the public comments took issue with the word, but I hinder is a fine substitute in my view as well. I don't.
You said it okay, all right, but I thought we overused it because it has appeared so many times in the report. We may end up being the frustrated group.
Yeah, that's fair. I see Jonathan typing. So,
yeah.
I think Jonathan said responsible for that word, so Jonathan, I don't know.
Jonathan is okay. Okay, it's just an idea.
I'm not wedded to it at all. It was just a...
All right.
I don't...
We'll
look at that, eh? Okay.
All right, hold on up. All right, maybe that's a lost cause because the siren is stuck in traffic. All right, so Wodo, I'll take a look at that suggestion.
Okay.
And maybe consult John. He has another suggestion since he proposed it. But that's, as you say, not specific to any of these.
No, just general.
Okay. Any other comments on the revisions to recommendation 4? Okay, then I will move on to recommendation number 5, which is to collect parking data. And this just adds to the rationale that we were able to get a one-time snapshot of legacy GTLD parking data, but to do more significant analysis, we would want trend data from the legacy GTLDs, as well as to have further study on the relationship between parking and other phenomena such as renewal rates. Any questions or comments about this revision? And I assume that's an old hand, Wodo. Okay. Not seeing any questions or comments on recommendation 5. We'll move to recommendation 6. Recommendation 6, I think I reviewed the comments and the recommendation rationale and thought it already explained what we were attempting to do reasonably well. And so I don't suggest any changes here. Okay, so sounds like there's no objections to any of these proposed changes. So that's the second action item here. I'm going to jump ahead to recommendation number 10, which was a separate action item, which was that we haven't added details or success metrics. For recommendation number 10. In terms of details for recommendation number 10, we obviously just suggest that the relevant PDPs take a look at this, and so there's no real substantive suggestion here. So it's called out in the details. And then in success metrics, I've tried to propose a metrics whereby it would be successful if the total number of defensive registrations decreased, or in particular, if there is a reduction in the number of defensive registrations per trademark, by the registrants with the most defensive registration. So again, the goal here was to reduce the burden on the small number of trademark holders who are registering large numbers of defensive registrations. So that seemed like the best measure of whether or not that this has been successful or not. So any questions or comments about these new details and success metrics? Okay. It seems like these changes are relatively uncontroversial. When we have our final changes that we want to submit to the plenary, we can include these as well. So these will go along with the changes to 7, 8, and 9 that we previously decided to forward on to the plenary. We had an action item on recommendation number 11, which was for Megan to take a look at the rationale, which unfortunately Megan hasn't joined the call or provided that, so we'll roll that over next week's call. And then lastly, we had a update from Dan on the detailed success metrics for recommendation 12. So, and I think Dan updated the consolidated 7 and 8 as well. So why don't we go ahead and pull up Dan's changes if you've got them available, John Baptiste?
Hi, Jordan. Sorry, I had my hand raised. Just wanted to ask you a quick question for the different recommendations that you covered before. Apart from recommendation 3, can these be then presented on a plenary call?
Yeah, I think they all can. I think I'm going to take a quick look to see if we want to change that word in the rationale frustrate. But other than that, I think we're ready for presentation to the plenary. I don't know if Jonathan actually wants to go through these line by line in the call, or just do we want to send them out to the broader list as an update. Maybe we can discuss that on the next leadership call, how we want to handle these updates. But they're mostly pretty minor.
Okay, the reason I ask is just because we have a 1-hour plenary call on Tuesday where we'll review the updates to the application and evaluation, but if there is time, that might be an idea to include them as a second part of the agenda if there is time. Just an idea.
Yeah, that's fine. I think we can do recommendation, the consolidation that we've done across the recommendation 7 and 8, as well as these updates. So I think probably we can include 7, 8, 12, 9, 12, and then the ones that I updated. So it's most of our competition recommendations have been updated.
Thank you, Jordan.
Dan, okay, great, thanks. So Dan, do you want to walk us through your updates here?
Yeah, sure. There were any changes in recommendation 7 and 8 that we approved it from last call, so you can scroll it down so that you can see the call set for recommendation 12.
I don't know about others on the call, but I can't hear you properly.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds a little like you're underwater.
Do you hear me now better? Hello?
Yes, that's better.
Yeah, that's better. I'll be some closer to the microphone. So can you scroll it down so that you can see the call for recommendation 12, because there are no any changes in recommendation 7 and 8 in the last call. I think we approved it.
Yeah, so can you turn on scrolling, Jean-Baptiste? All right, looks like that's done, Dan, so everyone should be able to scroll down.
Okay. So, in recommendation 12, I had some minor changes in the text. In the last sentence, I changed the part when we explicitly said about issues such as the possible applicability, that part stays, but I changed the part with the right to be forgotten with the term that new terms from processing of personal data. It's quite wider definition and includes the many things that are in that regulation. So that result is broader. Then I changed from icon organization to GNSO. We agreed that on last meeting. And in details, I add that despite that the registry agreement has reference to privacy laws and policies, there are still some registries who have unusual terms and give them right to share and sell personal data of their registrar. And in success measures, I add that particularly measured with the development of relevant policy and updates of register agreements. So that's all changes since last call.
Alright, thanks Dan. Alright, so it looks like there's been some updates throughout this recommendation, so I encourage people to take a look. Make sure that they're comfortable. I guess one question I have that maybe we should take a broader look at is how we're using the details section within the recommendation. Seems a little inconsistent from one recommendation to the next. Which I don't expect us to necessarily resolve here, but maybe that's a good discussion for either the plenary or the leadership call, just to make sure we're consistent in how we use each of these fields. I see Jonathan typing again. And Jonathan suggests just to get a description beyond the title, which is fine. I guess in some cases we've provided a fair amount of detail in the recommendation itself. In cases we've moved into the details, so we should probably just aim for some consistency there. So I'm not sure it's the biggest is that a new hand?
Okay.
Yeah. Jonathan?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Wado.
Yeah, I don't feel the section needs to be standardized in its presentation, because every recommendation is fairly different from another one. So I think it should just be as a place where we can further explain the recommendation, and we need the recommendation part to be a place where we can put the recommendation in a kind of a short form. Then the detailed part is separated from it. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's not. I don't think it's necessary for the detailed parts to be standardized.
Yeah, that's right, Wado. I agree we don't need to try to standardize the detailed parts. I guess we should probably just provide some guidance to folks as to what the expectations are about how it's used. And in particular, should we try to shorten some of the recommendations and move more into the details? But I agree, this is a very non-urgent problem. I see Dan's hand is up, though. So go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I agree, but it's not necessary to be standardized, but it will be very useful if you get some instructions for writing this. So it's not necessary to be standardized in every recommendation and report, but instructions and input will be very, very useful.
Okay, so Jean-Baptiste, why don't we flag this as another topic for next week's leadership call? Other than that, I didn't have any comments about Dan's proposed changes, although I just came in this morning, so I may try to take a closer look and see if I have any language edits to provide, but I think the overall intent of these changes seems sound. Any other feedback for Dan? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Thanks, Dan, for providing these edits. So this, I think, recommendation 12 is probably ready to be discussed at the plenary call as well. That's already included in the notes. With that, we are out of agenda. So I'll check again if anyone else has any other suggested topics for discussion today.
Jordan?
Oh, go ahead, Joe.
I'll reach out to you offline, but I know that on my to-do list is writing something up on the choice section on monoculture, and I realize that don't know all the details, like the TLDs that attempted to be restricted and weren't, and so maybe I can reach out to you an email to get some of those examples.
Yeah, sure thing. That sounds great.
All right.
Okay. Great. So it sounds like we're done on this call for today. We've got a few action items remaining, but it looks like we're actually getting close to completing our review of the public comments on the recommendations. There is still some discussion going on about how we're going to review the findings, so that we may have some more work there, but I think we're in the home stretch and doing well with regards to our sections of the report and being ready to conclude for the final report soon. So thanks, everyone, for your participation today. As a reminder, there's two calls next week. There's both a sub-team call and a plenary call next week, I believe. The sub-team call is on Wednesday still, and the plenary meeting is on Tuesday, both at this same time slot. So we'll look forward to have an extra discussion next week. Jean-Baptiste is typing. Maybe I got some of his and he stopped. Wodo, go ahead.
I'm just wondering for the plenary call of Tuesday, if there's any information that can be shared before the call from the other sub team. I think it would be useful for us to have some idea what we're going to discuss there. If there's any information, maybe John Paul can find out.
It's Jonathan. I think some of that's going to come from me, so I'll try to circulate something by the end of the week.
Okay.
All right, great. So looking forward to those discussions next week. And in the meantime, thanks everyone for your contributions today. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mike.